You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 8 and verse 1 to 5. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour, and I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were voices, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquake. Now, brethren, The judgment of God upon the earth is in seven fourfolds. We are going to have the judgment of the seven seals. We are going to have the judgment of the seven vials, the judgment of the seven trumpets, and the judgment of the seven thunders. The first three, all those seven, first three sevens had been revealed to us. It is the seven thunders that was not revealed to us in the book of Revelation, because John was told to seal it until the appointed time. That's not where we are going. I just thought to remind you that those seven judgments are the judgment that are coming on earth, seven in four places. And it says that the Bible says that the judgment of the seven thunders, it is during them that God is going to finish the judgment upon the face of the earth. It will be good to examine what each of those judgments are. However, I want you to see that when the angel in verse 5 took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it on the earth, the scripture says that when there were voices, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquake. Now, what was happening in heaven was bringing judgment on the face of the earth. But I was just wondering, why voices? Why is it that voices became part of the judgment on the face of the earth? Did you know that for Ahab to be deceived, there was a spirit that went to all the prophets to tell all of them that Ahab will be successful at the battle? Did you know also that all those prophets will believe sincerely that they have heard from God? Brethren, be very careful. People are hearing voices. Part of the judgment on the face of the earth are voices. Some version says noises. People are picking noises and they are saying that it is God. And I tell you, people who are not very solid on the word of God, they will fall victim of voices. Many people have run insane. Many people are having mental issues because of voices that they are hearing. I'm hearing a lot of people today saying, God said to me, I say, how, where? When we examine scriptures, what they are saying God said to them has nothing to do with scriptures. Preachers have come out to say God told them this. God told them to preach money. God told them to do this. When you examine scripture, you discover that they are not, these things do not agree with the word of God. But that person is so sure that he had a voice. Be very careful of voices. That is why our safety net is the word of God. When I hear anything in my spirit, I subject it to the test of the word of God. If it does not pass the test of the word of God, I discard it. Brethren, you've got to be careful. There are a lot of voices in the world. People are hearing voices, strange voices. I had I had slept before alone in the house. And I heard my name and I heard a voice call my name. And I got up and I couldn't say anything. I was so sure I heard my name. People sometimes think that some of those strange voices are something good, that they are from God. Brethren, you've got to be extremely careful. We live in a very deceitful world where all manner of voices are flying about. Give heed to the word of God, and you will not be deceived in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.